Good evening. Good evening, all. I am really honored and proud to receive this prestigious award. And thank you so much to the American Academy, to you, Daniel, and to Sandra for organizing and hosting us. And it is great to be together with all of you tonight, and especially to be here together with my family and friends, and in particular with my wife, Ingrid. Thank you so much. This prize truly means a lot for me personally, but it's more than that. I see it as a prize to NATO for everything the alliance does and everyone who serves it. The many hard-working people behind the scenes and the dedicated men and women in uniform keeping us safe. This one is for them. I'm also deeply moved. I'm not used to this because we don't have this kind of prizes in Norway. So I'm deeply moved by the words of President Steinmeier and Speaker Amita Pelosi. Thank you both. You have both been incredible pillars of the transatlantic bond throughout your professional lives. Frank-Walter, as you said, you and I, we have known each other for many years and actually worked together for many years. I met on many different occasions. I remember when we met after you invited me to attend the ceremony to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. It was exactly 4 years and 1 day ago, on the 9th of November 2019. You gave a speech in the front of the Brandenburger Tor, and you reminded us of all what courageous people fought for 30 years ago. Unity, freedom, and democracy. It was an emotional event, recalling a moment that changed Germany, Europe, and the course of history. Nancy, I have deeply valued our cooperation over the years. And at the crucial moment, and what should I say, a somewhat difficult time for NATO back in 2019, you, as you said, invited me to address a joint session of the Congress. It was a remarkable and unforgettable moment for me. But more than that, your invitation sent an important message at an important time. A message that the United States values its friends and allies. A message about the strong bipartisan support for NATO and the transatlantic relationship. And a message that regardless of changing political winds, some things remain. Tonight, sadly, Henry Kissinger could not be with us, and I wish him speedy recovery. He is a great man, a passionate transatlanticist, and a very skilled diplomat. But for me, he's actually something more. Henry was an important part of my own political awakening, perhaps in a different way than you now think, because at the age of 13, my older sister, Camilla, who is also in this room, took me to a Vietnam War protest in front of the US Embassy. And at that time, we didn't admire Henry Kissinger in the same way we do today. At that time, Henry Kissinger was U.S. National Security Advisor. But at the same time, he was responsible for negotiations to end the war in Vietnam. He wanted the U.S. out of Vietnam, and so did I, but albeit for different reasons. I have to admit that Dr. Kissinger and I, we agree a lot more now than we did back then. Last spring, Last spring, I met Henry in Lisbon. That is when he told me that I would receive this prize, which I am immensely grateful for. Because for me, there is no higher recognition than serve the transatlantic relationship. And like Henry Kissinger, I feel that I am a true child of transatlanticism. My grandparents emigrated to the United States in the 1920s. My mother was born in Paterson, New Jersey. And I spent, as Nancy said, my early childhood in San Francisco. And I'm sure I'm inspired by this San Francis. So this has given me a deep sense of kinship with the United States, a kinship that has only grown throughout my life. For instance, I remember well during the Cold War when I was a young conscript in the Norwegian Army. Our forces were trained and equipped to hold the line. We knew that we could not take on the might of the Soviet Union alone, but we also knew that we were not alone. We knew that if needed, our NATO allies, led by the United States, would soon be there with us. We enjoyed a level of security that only our transatlantic alliance could provide. So thanks to NATO and the United States, as a young man during the Cold War, I felt safe. I always tell people who question the strength of the transatlantic relationship that we have weathered many crises, that we are bound together not only by interests, but by history, tradition, and values, that the relationship is strong enough to withstand changing political winds. All of this is true, but none of it should be taken for granted. There are forces on both sides of the Atlantic who prefer a different path, a path where America and Europe become less dependent on another, a path where immediate, short-sighted concerns trump long-term interests, a path where our ways gradually part. Such a development would be detrimental to us all. So as political leaders, we have a responsibility to choose differently, to preserve what unites us, to invest in our relationship, and to choose long-term interests over near-term political gains. For Europeans, it means that we need to invest more in our shared security. It is not tenable that some should carry an outsized burden. We must all do our part. The good news is that Europeans are stepping up, investing more in defense and taking on larger responsibility. For 9 consecutive years, defense budgets across Europe and Canada have gone up. More and more allies meet or exceed the 2% benchmark for defense spending. Many allies, including Germany, have made historic and far-reaching decisions to invest in defense and modernize their armed forces. I know that these are difficult and often unpopular decisions, because the billions we invest in defense are billions we cannot invest in health or education. But without security, we have nothing. Our schools, our hospitals, our businesses, our very freedom, all are guaranteed by military power. Europeans must also understand how much they need the transatlantic relationship now and in the future. Without NATO, There is no security in Europe. 80% of NATO's defense spending comes from non-EU allies. And it's not only about resources, it's also about geography. Without Turkey in the south, Norway in the north, and US, Canada, and United Kingdom in the west, it is impossible to envisage the security of the European continent. And even if somehow Europeans could manage without the transatlantic alliance, it is not clear why we would want to do so, or why it should be in our interest. The transatlantic alliance has served us well, and has served Europe well, paving the way for closer European integration, the reunification of Germany, and the spread of democracy and freedom throughout Central and Eastern Europe. It is a lesson of history that the Europeans must remember. For their part, the Americans must recognize the value of their friends and allies, the real and substantial contributions that they make to US security and interests. NATO allies have stood side by side with the US from Korea to Afghanistan. All have paid a high price. It is simply not true that Europeans are free riders. No other major power has as many friends and allies as the United States. Any policy that seeks to undermine this, that seeks to divide the US from its allies, is simply squandering one of the US greatest assets. After one of our summits in Brussels, President Biden and I walked out of the NATO headquarters together. It was late, and everyone else, except a handful of advisors, had left. We stopped by the 9/11 memorial right outside the building, a twisted steel beam from one of the Twin Towers. We spoke about the attack, about how NATO stood with the United States. It was then and there that I really understood President Biden's deep and sincere appreciation for America's allies, a sentiment that is shared by a long line of Democrats and Republicans alike. Alliances make America stronger. We live in a more dangerous world. We live in a more unpredictable world. Great power competition is on the rise. Authoritarian powers are challenging our interests and values. There is a war in the Middle East, and the war in Ukraine continues to rage. A strong NATO is more important than ever. I do not know what the next crisis will be, but I do know that we are safer when we face it together. Just like I felt safe when I was a conscript in the Norwegian army all those years ago, I feel safe now, because I know that our nations are committed to protect and defend each other, one for all and all for one. There is no greater solidarity. Our alliance is the cornerstone of our security. It is an anchor of stability and a pillar for peace. So, ladies and gentlemen, I count on you all to keep the transatlantic bond strong. And you can count on me to keep playing my part. I do not believe in America alone. I do not believe in Europe alone. I believe in America and Europe together. Thank you so much. Vielen Dank.